Welcome to this latest podcast from Sign Builder Illustrated, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Laurie Anderson, who's President and CEO of the International Sign Association. Today we'll be talking about a really exciting initiative called Women Leading the Industry, which the ISA is launching alongside Sign Builder Illustrated. It's aimed at inspiring and empowering women in the sign graphics and visual communications industry who aspire to elevated leadership roles in their company and the industry. So let's find out all about it. Great to talk to you today, Laurie. Thank you for your time.
It is an absolute pleasure, Paul. Looking forward to our conversation.
Well, let's get straight to it. Tell me more about the WLI initiative.
Well, we are thrilled to partner with Sign Builder Illustrated on Women Leading the Industry, or WLI. There is clear that there was a need for a forum in which we could bring together women in the industry so they could connect together and be inspired to grow in their fields, to help improve and lift up the entire industry. It connects women with other women, and it also provides an opportunity for men to engage as well, because we all want to come together to help improve and grow the sign and graphics industry.
So explain to me why it's so important to have such an initiative for women in the sign industry. I mean, what's been the barrier for women up to now?
The need to find and retain workers in the industry is definitely not a secret. In fact, when we survey our member companies, more than 70% of CEOs feel that the worker shortage is the number one issue. And there are fewer women in the industry than there are men. And throughout the economy, there's only 66 women for every 100 men in leadership and managerial positions. So this is a void that is needed to be filled. So we need to provide a forum and a way for women to connect and for men to understand what educational opportunities, how can they reinforce the women in the workforce to grow into leadership positions? Having a diverse team is really important for a company's success. A study last year, I believe, from McKinsey Research found that companies that are in the top quartile for gender diversity on their teams, in fact, outperform profitability with teams that are in the bottom quartile by some 21%. And so having that diverse mindset and helping companies understand how to achieve that is really important to the success of a company. And we felt with Sign Builder Illustrated and International Sign Association could come together and help provide a platform for women to connect to each other and be inspired to grow in their fields.
So you've reached President and CEO of ISA, and so you've clearly, as a woman, done as well as you can do in the industry. But let's go back to the sort of 21, 22-year-old you. What would you have liked to have seen differently that the WLI initiative could help sort of circumvent for your counterparts who are just coming into the industry now?
Well, you know, I think back to how I did achieve this level in the industry, and it was connecting with others who were aspirational to me. And it was not easy. At the time when I started in my association career, there were very few women CEOs at the time. And the more I connected with other women in the association field, the greater I expanded my network, the higher I would rise in my own organization. And I learned through those types of connections and networking how important it is to come together. It reminds me of another story recently, a study, I should say, from the National Academy of Sciences. They found that 75% of women who had ties to a female inner circle or peer group actually expanded their professional growth 2.5 times faster than women who didn't have that type of a network. And so it really is important, if I look back, is what I wish I would have had in my 20s was easy access to a female network that could be supportive.
So those are some of the advantages. What other benefits are there that if you were doing the elevator pitch to women to get them to join this initiative?
Well, we survey our members, we talk to women in the industry, and we explore what types of topics would be beneficial to them. And so we want to provide those forums, whether it's face-to-face forums like we're going to have at the upcoming ISA Sign Expo coming up here in a few weeks in early April in Orlando, or if there's other forums, whether it's online forums or webinars or gatherings throughout the country, that we can bring these people, bring women together. And so we get this type of feedback, and that is a unique approach because we learn what do women feel, what type of educational forums would be beneficial to their careers. And we're very pleased to be able to offer this unique approach toward educating women and providing them the support that they need.
Can I pick up then on the ISA International Sign Expo that you just mentioned? I take it you'll be doing something special with the launch of the WLI there this year?
Absolutely. It's the second time we've had this event. Last year at Sign Expo in 2019 was overwhelming outpouring, really, of women wanting to be engaged in this. I often joke that we had no idea what the attendance was going to be or what the reaction was going to be, and we held an event on 8 a.m. Friday morning in Las Vegas, which is not exactly the best time slot, and 200 women came to this morning panel discussion, and it was one of the most inspirational events I think I've ever been at, where you just had these group, or you could just feel it in the room, these group of women who said, yes, we want to grow in this industry, we want to thrive, and we are looking for support. And so it was pretty awesome. And so we're going to carry that momentum into this year's event. I mentioned that we surveyed women to see what type of topics they're interested in having. We're having sessions throughout ISA Sign Expo on managing conflict, building a culture of engagement, and the art of executive presence, you know, how to make that first great impression, how to exude confidence, how to command presence in a room and communicate confidently, both verbally and non-verbally. And this was the feedback we got from women. These are the type of sessions that would be beneficial to them in their careers, and so we're excited to see where that goes. We're also going to have a panel of women, like we did last year, a panel of women talking about their own personal experiences in the industry.
Thank you, by the way, Laurie, for explaining to me that there is an 8 a.m. in Vegas. It was something I'm not quite sure I knew about before. But
yeah, I was pretty surprised myself when I walked into the room and 200 women kept coming in. It was pretty cool.
There you go. Now, if people can't make it to Orlando, you've mentioned the webinars. What else can people expect? What are the initiatives that WLI is doing outside of the ISA Sign Expo?
Well, we always are looking for ideas. So if any women want to approach us and say, hey, I have an idea for some type of activity or event, we are open to suggestions all the time. We will continue to broaden our outreach to make sure we get the word out. We are planning to hold quarterly webinars. For example, there's one coming up in March on mindfulness for performance. That's a topic that probably traditional male-dominated manufacturing executives may not have been so comfortable doing, but now we have a different mindset, and that is, how do you have a calm presence, and so you are 100% present in any given moment, and how can you do that to help achieve your professional growth? So that's coming up on March 19th. The WLI website will be launched with online resources and a forum for networking. We plan to build online communities in some fashion. We haven't fine-tuned that exactly yet, but we certainly will be allowing online interaction and forum with women. And we have a number of affiliated associations around the United States and Canada, and they have become engaged in hosting their own WLI events. So if you are unable for some reason to come to ISA Sign Expo for that face-to-face experience, you can connect with us through the website and through online communities, as well as perhaps through your local affiliated association in their regional events.
So what are your hopes and goals moving forward for like next year and the years to come for the WLI?
Well, I would hope that we will continue to encourage women to become part of this great industry. There's incredible career opportunities that exist in the sign graphics and visual communications industry, and spreading the word for young women who are just leaving high school or college or community school that the sign graphics and visual communication industry is an outstanding career option. And so when women join the industry, they'll be connected with others who want to see them lift up. So basically, we want to help the industry be as welcoming as possible for underrepresented groups, and this includes both women and minorities as well, is to show that we are a welcoming industry for all. And we want to connect and educate and empower the next generation of leaders. And I want to make sure I'm including men leaders in this too, because if you have a male who is a leader of an organization, they want to be inspiring to their women in their companies. And being part of this effort could help the men who run companies understand how they could reach women leaders better. And then provide education, networking, and resources, and continue to provide a community for existing women in the industry to help them grow as well.
Laurie, it is a fantastic initiative, and I wish you all the very best with the events that are going to go on at the ISA Sign Expo. It looks like a really fantastic event. Laurie Anderson is President and CEO of the International Sign Association and is leading the Women Leading the Industry alongside Sign Builder Illustrated. Laurie, thanks so much for taking the time to tell me all about it.
My pleasure, Paul. Thank you so much.